This is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. It is Friday, August 14th, 2015, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is a quick and dirty podcast for two reasons. One, I am hyper excited because my birthday is on Monday, and after probably half of July and a good portion of August feeling like I had the same terminal ennui that my friend Clay did, I'm finally feeling creative and energized and excited about things again. And two, because I have a mission tonight, and the mission is this. It is late because I have been obsessing over ordering a guitar, but tomorrow, Saturday the 15th, is National Clear the Shelters Day. On this day, something like 50 animal shelters in and around Texas, and in at least 18 markets around the United States, have waived their adoption fees so that we can get animals out of the shelters and into forever homes. As some of you, most of you know, if you've listened to me at all or know me at all, I am a big animal lover. I also have an entire posse of rescue pooches in my house. Right now, there are 300 pounds of dog living in my house, divided into five dogs. From smallest to largest, they are Perry, a Chihuahua, Papillon mix, Piper, a Border Collie, some kind of little terrier mix, who is now about 35 pounds. She's the dog we adopted last summer and didn't think she was going to make it. She was really, really not doing well when we took her home from the shelter, and now she's thriving and happy and frisky and playing with the big dogs. It's awesome. And we have Teddy, who actually is the biggest, but he's the other one in the room with me right now. He weighs 100 pounds. He is what I call my Rottihula because his dominant breeds in his mix are Rottweiler and Catahoula, but he's also got some Brittany and Aussie in there. Then I have Max, my gentle giant Max, who's actually only 80 pounds, but he has a really big personality. He's going to be 7 this year. He was my first big dog, and he's the dog that converted me from only ever wanting Chihuahuas into really figuring out that big dogs are more biddable and kind of more fun sometimes. Certainly less portable, but I also don't step on him, so he steps on me. So I guess it's karmically fair in the long run. And then we have our foster dog, Madison, who is still looking for a home. We've had her for 2 years. She's a really sweet girl. She's a brindle Staffordshire Terrier mix. She's like 90% Amstaff, and the rest is some weird kind of not corgi, not collie, but like something small and furry that you would never think would be in her mix, but we have a DNA test to prove it. She's house trained, she's spayed, she's neutered, her rabies has 2 more years on the tag, she's awesome, and she needs a home. We were really hoping that our friend Ben, who's been staying with us, would find a place that would take her, but he hasn't found a place that would take him yet. That's another story. Yeah, Madison. So if you're interested and you live in Texas or are willing to transport, call me and let me know. She's great with other dogs as long as they're not other female pit mixes. So yeah, tomorrow is National Clear the Shelters Day. So if you know someone who needs an animal in their life or if you need an extra animal in your life, I personally think that houses without pets are very, very sad places. Go to a shelter and adopt a shelter dog because there's no fee. There's no adoption fee at the participating shelters. However, if they generally charge for microchips or vetting or anything like that, they may still charge you for that. But they usually offer really low-cost vaccines, and usually they'll give you a voucher that will get you a discount if you have to spay or neuter. It's pretty cool. In honor of National Clear the Shelters Day, I have 4 of my note cards that I wrote during 100 days of note cards. These are the 4 that were the most dog-related, so I thought I would share them. And these are just fragments. A couple of them are just observations, and a couple of them are little vignettes, and that's it. Day 14. That morning, when her dog whined for a potty break before dawn, she let her husband stay in bed and spent a quiet hour writing and half-watching as the pooch pounced on June bugs. Day 24. Some days, he told her, the dog greets you with kisses and a wagging tail. Other days, you have to jump back as he gacks on the carpet. That's profound, she said. Gross, but profound. Day 36. Dogs don't like French fries, she informed the spotted mooch in her living room. With big eyes, a wagging tail, and the hint of a whimper, the dog convinced her she was wrong. And finally, day 45. The old dog gave her a beleaguered look as if to say, please, Mom, no more puppies. Then he rested his giant head on her leg. No worries, boy. You are my puppy. You always will be. So, one more time. National Clear the Shelters Day. I believe the website is cleartheshelters.org, but it might be clearthesheltersingular.org. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll put it in show notes on my website. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bath to Mermaid is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Music for this episode was provided by Mebio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mebio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. The Bathtub Mermaid is produced and recorded using Boss Jock and Audacity. You can contact me by leaving a comment at the website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, by finding me on Twitter, at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or by sending an email to Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, at starfleet.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub, yes.